Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Tuesday, it is now clear that the Democrats will try to ride the COVID epidemic into the White House come November. The key strategy to defeat President Trump is to keep schools closed through this year. If that happens, the underlying signal will be the pandemic defeated the Trump administration. The president could not develop an effective containment policy, and now the nation has to suffer through the fall. At the same time, the anti-Trump media will continue blaming Donald Trump for the catastrophe itself. The contagion is all his fault, and that will be pounded home by the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and NBC News, among others. This will be a tough fight for President Trump. The teachers' unions will support keeping the schools shut because they always align with the Democrats. It will get nasty in September. President Trump should point all this out to the American people and should also take advice from countries in Europe that have opened schools safely. Scientists say children are least affected by COVID, and Mr. Trump should use as much science as he can. Summing up, at this point, the president isn't really running against Joe Biden. He's running against a contagion, a virus. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.